So I grew up eating a standard Irish diet and kind of went to an all-boys school and played a lot of rugby and was kind of typical jock and drank a load of beer and, you know, just typical and into chasing women and, you know, all that. And then finished college, did a degree in business and wasn't sure what to do. So did a master's in business and then finished that and wasn't sure what to do and kind of was feeling like there has to be more to life than this. So went off traveling for a number of years and during the travel started experimenting with diet and how it affected me. And Dave was off in South Africa trying to be a golf pro at the same time. And then I guess through college I lived at home, and then it was only when I was living abroad, it was like I had to cook my own food and happened to be living with a vegetarian, and he was actually cool, because in an all-boys school, if someone's a vegetarian, generally there's a small guy that's beaten up, you know, that way you're bullied. Yeah. And to meet a vegetarian that was really, he was cool, I thought, geez, this guy's cool, right? And I thought it was really interesting, he's conscious of his food and where it comes from, and I was going, I thought, geez, that's cool, I'd like to be like that. So I kind of I guess asked him could I eat what he did for a week and did that, and then from there on just experimented, went from kind of eating a vegetarian diet to a vegan diet to eating, getting into raw food diet and then getting into fasting and cleansing and kind of pushing diet and see how it would affect my health and well-being and how healthy I can be and can I hit superhuman health, you know, that type of thing, or what powers could I get from eating or not eating and this type of thing, experimenting. And through doing that, I guess myself, I felt healthier, and as a result of feeling healthier, I felt happier, and I felt, wow, this is so great. I want to share this with as many people as I can, and we're total idealists, myself and Dave, and I guess we decided, got a random thought. I was in Corsica at the time fasting, and got a random thought. I was in Corsica, and I was on my way to America, but I was stopping home in Ireland for a week. And got the random thought just to go into the local greengrocer and ask him would he sell his shop. And thought, yeah, I think that's a great place to start from a vegetable shop. And
that's not an average kind of thought, really, is it? You know, I'm going down to the local greengrocer, I'm going to ask him, can I buy a shop?
Yeah, I guess, but it's not the average thing to be sitting in Corsica fasting for a week on your own. So you don't, and I don't mean to say that we're all different, and that was just my path that I've taken, no better or worse. And got that random thought and came back and walked in and asked, could I buy his shop? And he kind of responded with, geez, that's a big question for a Monday morning. And we went from that, like we got a 1988 red Nissan Hi-Ace. Sexy! We'd get up at 4:30 in the market, go into Dublin Fruit Market, buy a load of veg, come back to our greengrocers and flog veggies to grannies. And because greengrocers traditionally is kind of older, people were coming in buying their turnip and their York cabbages, their heart and that, and all this type of stuff. So it was, but we wanted to start a food revolution. I guess it was, the whole reason we started the shop was to create a healthier, happier world.
In Greystones, you wanted to start a food revolution in Greystones?
In the world, really. In Greystones is where we were from, where we were born, where we grew up, and we felt, you know, where better to start at home, where we, at least we have family support and we know lots of people in the community, and I love Greystones, and I'd love to live there. So that was, I guess, our belief, and again, just to like before we started the shop, we were looking at starting as a charity, because just wanted to, I guess, be so conscientious that money is totally secondary. That it was these greater beliefs on creating a better world, and to try to create something that everyone profits, as opposed to exclusively a few profit at the expense of everyone else.
I mean, a lot of this coming through sounds very Christian in its ethos. Would you gravitate towards that?
No, not at all. I was at a tree planting in northern Canada for a few months, living with about 60 Christians. And beautiful people, and we had a great time, and we really got on well, and gorgeous people. You know, it's not my thing, and I can understand their faith, and I think it's wonderful, and I can identify with all religions as being great, but I don't know if any one religion is better than the other.
Okay, the other way, that would be more my belief.
And, you know, who am I to say?
Okay, so basically, you have these great ideas. You want to share the goodness, share the positivity, share the wealth of your knowledge, perhaps. And
I wouldn't even say knowledge, more labor. I wouldn't say knowledge or wisdom, but more just our labor, our work, and our commitment. Because I guess what we really believed in what we were doing, and we really explored every possible mistake we could. The way we were committed to trying this, and no matter what happened, we were going to push that boulder up the hill, no matter how many holes we fell in, and I guess that's what we do, you know.
One of the things I was struck by in your TEDx talk was that at the end, it's better to have trusted, and been burnt once or twice, right?
Yeah.
Than to live your life as a skeptic or a cynic. Is that?
Live
by that?
Yeah, hugely.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why?
I guess for me, most important thing is to be happy. Yeah. And being a cynic, it's hard to be happy.
Yeah.
And I just feel like, at the end of the day, I think happiness is most important. And I feel, you know, if you get robbed, at least if you can set up the systems to minimize how much your ability or your susceptibility to being robbed is, and if someone robs, you've done your best. Another way, and good luck to them.
That I was really struck by was your the power of positivity does even in this conversation is really strong between the two of you. Is that a typical day between you, just that you bounce off each other, or do you kill each other, or what's? Am I allowed to ask that question?
Yeah. I guess being twins. Twins, I think being a twin, you're so blessed. Like, it's the luckiest. If you're a twin, it's like jackpot.
Yeah.
In that, you know, most people spend their, and I'm sorry if you're not a twin, I feel like, but being a twin, it means you kind of, you were once one person separated, at least if you're an identical twin. So, and you grow up most of your life beside each other. So you kind of learn how to get the best out of each other, and that. You're not really looking for your other half. You kind of have someone that always understands you, no matter what happens, and someone that, no matter if you do something ridiculous, they're still there going, it's all right. You know the way? So it makes life much easier. So you're real secure, at least being a twin, you have a great security.
The positivity seems to be the answer to the secret sauce. Do you not feel that way?
It's not conscientious or it's not forced. It's just the way we're, you know, like an oak tree is born to be an oak tree, you know, that's just the way we're, you know, I can't take any credit for it, it's just the way parents are great, and I guess I'm very fortunate, and being a twin, it's very synergistic, it's like 1 + 1 = 3, and you can amplify everything, and it's just, it's fantastic, and I guess when you're doing something you love, it's easy to be positive about it, and we're fortunate in that way, I guess we love what we do, and we work with great people, and it just makes it all easier, and I guess fundamental to the business is to have fun and to enjoy it, so I guess that's been a huge part.
What will you be doing for Christmas in terms of food? What will you be doing? You won't be doing your turkey and ham.
No, I guess I'm around fancy food enough that I'd probably just eat some baked potatoes and a bit of salad. And that'd be that.
Well, what about your children and your wife?
My children really aren't fussy. Yeah. You know, children, if you know, I have a 4-year-old and a 1.5-year-old, and they're not really looking for fancy food, so, you know, potato and some veg would be grand, you know the way?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm not giving much here. I know this
what
year
would you recommend to the listener?
This year I must get moving on it, but we're planning, someone emailed me wondering, could they use our space to open it up for people who don't have food or don't have a place to go, just to give out free food, and then it was like me and Dave were like, maybe we should, you know, the spirit of Christmas, we should try to open for a few hours and just give out free food and just have a place. And I think that's what we're going to try to do.